A federal inquiry has been told the parents of young people with severe disabilities are taking their children overseas to be sterilised because the process is too difficult in Australia. The Senate committee inquiry is investigating whether people with disabilities are being coerced, as Lindy Kerin reports.
Professor John Carter is an endocrinologist and has a 31-year-old daughter with an intellectual disability. He says she didn't cope with menstruation and a hysterectomy was in her best interest.
Our 31-year-old daughter has had a hysterectomy, and the reason that she had a hysterectomy was for quality of life reasons.
Under Australian law, the family court or a guardianship tribunal can authorise the irreversible medical procedure. Dr. Carter says he got permission for his daughter to undergo a hysterectomy from the Guardianship Tribunal of New South Wales. But he says for many parents it can be a difficult process.
There are numerous examples of parents who have applied for hysterectomies for their intellectually disabled daughters who have had their request rejected, and there is an even greater number of parents who are too petrified to apply because they feel that in this very emotionally charged issue that they would not be able to cope emotionally with a rejection, and that has led some parents into the situation where they've said, this is just ridiculous, we're going overseas to have a hysterectomy performed, and Thailand and New Zealand are the two countries that seem to attract more people than others for this operation.
The Federal Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graham Innes, says he's long had concerns about the sterilisation of young women with intellectual disabilities without their informed consent. He says it's seriously underreported.
Sadly, not only are these occurring in small numbers formally with the approval of courts and tribunals, but we have a sense that they're occurring in larger numbers informally. And it's a very outdated and a very negative decision for other people to be making about people with disability. There is the classic story of a young woman who was taken in, told by her parents that when she was 12 that she was going into hospital to have her appendix out, and went to have a routine medical examination when she was 19 or 20, only to find that she'd had a hysterectomy without her knowledge. Now, this is a young woman who is living in the community, living independently, working in the community, and one of her aims in life was to bear children and raise a family, and she's just destroyed by the decision that someone else took about her body.
Graham Innes says there are many alternative options available today. He's calling for a ban on the sterilisation of young people unless there is a compelling medical reason.
I don't want to demonise parents or family members in this area. What we have recommended in our submission is that people in such circumstances need a great deal of support and better information about the various alternatives that are available. I don't think this ought to become some sort of witch hunt or some sort of criticism of parents. I understand the pressures of parents in this context, and there needs to be a great deal more information and support provided.
What would you like to see come out of this inquiry?
Well, our recommendations to the inquiry are that sterilisation of women and girls with disability only be allowed in the case of a medical emergency, and that there be much greater awareness raising and education and support provided for parents of people with disability in this circumstance.
Submissions to the Senate inquiry close tomorrow. The committee is expected to report back in June.
Lindy Kerin.